Zinc Media. Feel the power of knowledge.
Welcome back to hour number three. The fastest 3 hours in internet talk radio is right here, powered by Zinc Media Arts. I am your lovable host, Elrod, coming to you live from the Bunker Eye studio located somewhere within the great granite state of New Hampshire, which is located in arguably the greatest country to ever exist on the planet Earth. I know. I said, well, Rod, you once said that this is not a country. Yeah, I know. It's not. Technically, it's not. But again, you know, I'm not going to get into all those rigmarole details for people. Just using it in a colloquial sense, not in a factual sense. Colloquial sense, the USA is a country. In a factual sense, we're not. And I just tell people to go check out the name of us. United States. Not United Countries. It's the United States. And in a legal term, a state is a country. So technically, the way our Constitution was originally designed is that we're technically 50 small countries that have formed a union, much like the European Union. And I know there's a lot of differences between the European Union and the USA, but there's a lot of similarities. And the EU is getting closer to being just like the USA. They are going to move ahead, and I don't know how fast they're going to do it, but they're going to move ahead in form, I guess, with all its member nations who want to participate, into a European Union military. They've already got the currency. Well, not every one of them takes on the currency. Look at Britain. Yeah, I know, and they're exiting the EU right now. So yeah, they're trying to form their own military. Now again, all the details still have to be worked out, but that's exactly what they're working on. Will all the individual nations keep their own army? I guess they will soon be akin to our. Countries, National Guard. Because the National Guard in each state is basically the chief military officer is the governor in each state. The governor gets to move around, you know, within his state, the National Guard. Now, on occasion, the federal government, which pays for more than 90% of all National Guards, gets to call them up to national duty. But in the meantime, the governor of each state gets to be the commander-in-chief of their National Guard forces. So again, will the EU take that model? That's what it looks like they're heading towards. Now again, when the final thing comes out, and trust me, if the EU is working on this, it is going to be a reality sometime soon. Just like the currency. You know, they went through the whole rigmarole of trying to develop one unified currency. It took them a little while, but they got it. If they want it, they're going to get a EU army, military. And that makes a lot of sense. I mean, if you're going to blur your border, and let's face it, the lines of borders within the EU, although not as open as between the 50 states, It is far less stringent than it was before the EU. It is so. This is why Europeans are so free to travel within the EU now. There's a lot less restriction. It's almost as if, well, it's getting to the point where they may not need a passport to go from EU member to EU member pretty soon. Again, moving towards a model much like the USA. And I also remind people of the former Soviet Union. Well, it's also in their name, but they weren't one country. It was called the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics. Plural, republics. And they were talking about all the different countries that were part of the Iron Curtain. 99% of them now don't want anything to do with Russia, really. Believe it or not. Yeah, the Soviet Union was pretty much run by the Russians. We're not a country or a single state, as the official international definition is known. We are a union of states. And there are a lot of people that blows their mind. They can't understand that. They're like, what? It goes way over their heads. And that's due to the lack of education in our public educational. They don't teach any of this stuff anymore. Zero. I mean, you talk to a millennial or Gen Z, and they cannot fathom what you're saying. And I don't care how you try to explain it to them, they can't seem to get it. That's sad. They just don't get it. And again, you know, they change the definition of words all the time, so you don't know what the hell the word means anymore. Evidently, as I've mentioned early in the program today, dictator must now mean somebody who wants people to have more freedom versus no freedom. They want to give power. The dictator means wanting to give power back to the people in the states versus the dictator who wants to control everything. I guess that's how Donald Trump wants to control everything by controlling as little as possible. Yeah. That's the new definition of dictator, I'm guessing. Honestly. It's an amazing thing. It really is. Along with, you know, like this, the She Too movement. Well, it's not supposed to be She Too. It's supposed to be, I'm thinking, I'm probably going to start using the She Too all over social media. Which reminds me, if you are not getting on, evidently there are a lot of people that are moving over to Gab and getting a Gab account. I did an experiment yesterday because I just wanted to see. And I asked some people, did you see this particular, because I did a post. I said, just like it. And I asked certain people, did you see this post? And, they, you know, I asked, well, sure, it was a small sample. It was like 9 or 10 people. Sure enough, not a single one of them saw the post. So I was just proving my shadow ban. But because I notice if I post something on Gab and Gab automatically shares, I have it set where Gab will automatically share that post over on Twitter. I notice that if I do it that way, I don't get any. It doesn't. Nobody sees it. So I just wanted to make sure for myself that this was actually happening over there on Twitter. And, yeah, it is happening. It's a reality. Because I will post on Gab, and then for a lark, I will post on Twitter. Now, Twitter's gotten a little bit smart on this one, though. Because recently, now, I didn't used to do this, but recently, like last week is when it started hitting me with this. I post on Gab first, and I just copy and paste on Twitter, and Twitter would block me saying I've already posted this. And they never did that until last week. I think it's because Gab itself has turned up the war with now Gab has its own Twitter account. And I've noticed that Gab has been posting a lot lately over on Twitter. They've turned up the war on Twitter. And I think Twitter has noticed, and they're trying to shut him down. So if you're doing like me and trying to share your post over on Gab automatically over on Twitter, know that it's not being seen by your followers, because Twitter has put a lock on it. That's real time happening, folks. Again, I just did that little experiment. I don't need to do a whole huge test to understand what's going on because of the history of Twitter. And I happen to know the participants in this battle. So it's happening. So if you don't have a Gab account, and you're right leaning, well, Jack Dorsey just told you that, yeah, Twitter is left leaning. Just admit, first one to admit it out loud, his own voice, his own words on video, they're left leaning. So if that does not tell you to start, if you want to continue with social media, to get an alternate account somewhere else, like Gab for the alternate Twitter, then I don't know what else is going to get you to do it. And it's very easy. It's just gab.ai. I know a lot of people saying, well, I can't find it. It doesn't exist, because you're using gab.com. No, it's gab.ai. The letter A and the letter I. So do that. And you'll be surprised to find that there are some big names over on Twitter that now have Gab accounts, and you'll be able to find them and follow them there on Gab too. Now I don't know of any big politicos yet. I mean, the president, I don't believe the president has a shadow account over on Gab. In other words, somebody is following President Trump on Twitter and then basically just copying and pasting or screenshotting the president's tweets and then posting them over on Gab. So will the president eventually move over to Gab? I don't know. But if he did, it would put a severe hurting on Twitter, I can tell you that. I know that's why a lot of people stay on Twitter, because they want to get the president's tweets. You know, there's some 50 million people that follow the guy. So, yeah, I get it. I'm not saying abandon Twitter, unless Twitter just, you know, kicks you off. But you gotta build your alternate universe now, before you're forced to, because when you're forced to, you're behind the eight ball. So I'm over there. Same name, easy to find me. You know, Elrod. That's Rod Eccles over there on Gab. I really make myself very difficult to find me on various different platforms. I just use my name. So yeah, I do that on purpose so nobody can find me. So we have, guess who's been AWOL, but evidently he's back, but he's not really back. He just has this wonderful article written about him. Oh yeah, he's just so handsome. This picture that they have of him. Oh, he's just so handsome. Oh yeah. Look, folks. I the reason why David Hogg became the spokesman, if you will, for this idiotic Take Away Your Guns movement, you know, is it a hashtag enough or whatever it is, is because he was a fairly good-looking kid. He fit the pajama boy leftist mode. He looks like just about every other pajama boy that you see out there that's the face of the Democrat, the young Democrat millennial party right now. Although he's a Gen Zer, I get it. They're following the same thing. You know, skinny, all this wavy hair on top of his head, same basic facial structure. It's like they're a bunch of Stepford kids. And I pointed this out when what was that guy's name that was running in, oh geez, now there's so many of them. I can't remember any of them because they all look alike. And no, it's not that all white people look alike. That is not what I'm saying. I'm saying that they're picking and choosing these people when they're male, especially, because they have a similar look, similar hair color, similar facial features and structure, similar stature, similar body build. They look too damn much alike. And he's the one, unlike his friend that stood beside him, you know, the sometimes lesbian with the shaved head. Nobody wanted to pay attention to that thing. So they had to focus on him. Because he had the coif that was up there waving, all that full head of hair. You know, it was a similar color. He wasn't blonde. That's another big thing. You're gonna be hard to find the media tagging on to a blonde male. Simply because, you know, that's stereotypical of white people, right? You know, they're all blonde-haired, blue-eyed, and gorgeous, right? Is that the way they're supposed to be? Well, these men are not model-esque gorgeous, but they're not bad to look at. If you get where I'm going with this. And they have a softer look about them. They're not threatening or intimidating at all. None of them are. And none of them have any sort of, most of them, they claim to be that they're runners or swimmers. Well, runners don't have, they're not usually buff bodied. They're usually skinny little twerps. Well, that's David Hogg. He even plays it up. He plays it up by saying, yes, I'm actually funnier and skinnier in person. Well, I hope he's not skinnier in person. Because then he'd be nothing but a skeleton. But they've got this glowing article on the New York Magazine in their Daily Intelligencer. David Hogg after Parkland. Furious and unflinching, an NRA enemy, an accused crisis actor and high school grad trying to figure out what's next is the tagline. And they got him with a small smile, because you hardly ever see the kid smile. So they got him with a smile, a very inviting smile. Oh, yeah, the picture is just wonderful. It's a beautiful picture of the kid. The photographer, Andreas Kudaki, Kudaki, did a good job. Look, and just about anybody, if they get the right photographer, can look absolutely fantastic. It's amazing what you can do with photography. And how you can improve somebody's image through a picture. Well, this picture is designed to improve David Hogg's image. Look, I'm a photographer. Amateur, yes, not professional. But I know the tricks. And this is not your typical picture that you see of this kid. This is a glamour shot. Trust me. And this is a glowing article about Hogg. Because, people are asking, and they keep asking, where's Dave? All this violence is going on and shooting that's going on in Chicago. Where's David Hogg? Where's Hogg? Where's Dave? Where's that kid that was from, Florida, that was anti-gun, anti-NRA? Where is he in all this? He disappeared, it seemed like. I thought he was on a bus tour of the United States for, anti-NRA stuff. Haven't heard Heidner. I saw a picture of him once, and people cracked up and made so many jokes about it. Saw a picture of him when he was in Texas wearing a 10-gallon, Texas cowboy hat. Did not fit him at all. I'm not saying that the hat didn't fit on his head. It's just that it made his head look so damn small. There are some people that can pull off wearing a big Texas-style cowboy hat, and some people can't. And he's one of those people that couldn't. And somebody should have told him, don't have anybody take a picture of you with this thing on your head. Because he looked like a 10-year-old. And it didn't work for him. So now he's got this new photo spread, full of glamour shots here, by an Andreas Kudaki. I guess that's how you pronounce his name. With the name like Kudaki, you could almost say that it might be an Asian, like Japanese name, but I don't know who this guy is. I haven't looked him up. you know, he could be Andreas, could be Eastern European of descent too. I don't know. But that's irrelevant. What's relevant is how good he is at making Hogg look a little bit grown up with these glamour shots. Amazing stuff. I'm actually impressed by them, actually. From a photography standpoint, I'm impressed because I didn't think you'd be able to really make this kid look better. But they got the slightly wind tossed hair going and the little smile on his face because you never see him smile. Yeah, it looks like a totally different kid. Always take, you know, if you want a real glamour shot to change the perception of somebody's profile, take it from a low angle shooting up. And that's what they did with these. Because most of the time you see, you know, photos of Hogg straight on, eye level. Or even slightly from above eye level. Those are not the most glamorous ways to take a picture of anybody. Now, if you've noticed, let me hearken you back to the days of Obama. Even in video, when they were videoing Obama, oftentimes they'd get Obama from below eye level, shooting upward. Now that is a photography trick, folks. Don't doubt me on this. When you look up, that denotes a number of different things to your brain automatically. Because, you know, the whole thing, you look up to somebody. Well, that phrase is simply because of what it actually, the actual visual effect actually does to you. It gives the person being photographed or videoed more credibility. They look better. Now, I know some people say, well, you know, I don't know how people look better from down below, but they do. Look at pictures of models. Many of the pictures of models, when they're, you know, modeling or what have you, the photos are taken below eye level, shooting up. Look at all your stars and their headshots. Although unless you really look at them, once you do, you'll notice what I'm talking about. Most of the headshots of even your big stars, they're taken, although it is so evident, you know, so slightly, but it's there. It is slightly below eye level. There are no headshots taken above eye level. Because that is not the best angle of the human face. The best angle of the human face, believe it or not, is slightly below eye level. And they will do this to people whom they want to promote. And you'll also notice people whom they don't want to promote, they'll take eye-level shots or above-eye-level shots all the time. Look at what they do to Donald Trump. It is not often, and the only time that you really see a below-eye-level shot is because the president is standing on a podium and the photographer is down on the ground. If they have a chance, they always take a shot of President Trump at either eye-level or slightly above. It's photographic trickery, folks. Because when they had the chance with Obama, it was always slightly below eye level if they had the ability to do it. Just thought you'd know about this stuff. So evidently, they're trying to bring back Hogg. And I'm guessing they're doing this flowery stuff about him just before the midterms. You know, school's back in session. Hey, where's David Hogg? He's not going back to school. Evidently, he's not going to college either. I don't know what he's doing, to tell you the truth. I don't particularly care. But a lot of people are asking, where's David Hogg? Where's David? Well, this is where he first seems to be popping up again. And it is with this glow at NewYorkMag.com, this glowing article about this kid. Just so you know, he hasn't gone anywhere. He's just... I don't know how much did he make a lot of money with his book, with his sister. I don't know. I'd have to go over and check Amazon to see how well they did. But there you go. David Hogg is not disappearing and going back into private life. He's just beginning.
Warning. Listening to The Rod Eccles Show by the idiot left may cause outrage, fear, a need for safety pins and or spaces. If you experience any of these symptoms or are allergic to truth, tune in and learn something, Snowflake.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-595-2614 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 595-2614 to take your call now. Call 800-595-2614. That's 800-595-2614. Again, 800-595-2614.
We've all heard of male enhancement, but now there's an expert on true male enhancement in the areas that really count. In Herb Ellis's book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, you'll find answers to questions like, why doesn't she want to have sex? A quick start, quick results workout guide, plus what you can do as a side hustle to make money now. With all the great tips in this book, every man can benefit. Get the book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, on Amazon.com.
It started with a knock, but it wouldn't end there. What happens in the story next, many wouldn't understand, and most wouldn't believe. 5+2=Perfection by Samuel Rosette Jr. is a must-read. The scriptures within are reminders of the ancient past, and yet intriguingly infuses with texts which stand on the edge of the stage of relevancy. Available online at Westbow Press, Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, and SamuelRosetteJr.com.
This holiday season, help Soldiers for Stockings improve the morale and welfare of members of our armed forces deployed overseas. Now through November 20th, there is so much work to be done, and you can help in many ways. Download the stocking pattern from stockingsforsoldiers.org and start sewing today. Volunteer to help decorate and assemble stockings. Donate Christmas candies, snacks, nuts, chips, drink mixes, DVDs, books, magazines, lip balm, toiletries, and other items needed to fill the stockings. Or help make packets of snowman soup, hot chocolate to send along with the stockings. For more information, patterns, and a list of items needed, visit stockingsforsoldiers.org. This holiday season, help send our troops a touch of home. For many, it's all they will receive. All stockings need to be completed by November 20th. So get started today at stockingsforsoldiers.org. That's stockingsforsoldiers.org. Stockings for Soldiers, sending stockings filled with joy to our soldiers in harm's way for the 9th consecutive year.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-471-9742. That's 800-471-9742. Again, 800-471-9742.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 7ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.7ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 7ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Come to that point in the program where I bring you today's holidays. Yes, the holidays for today, August number 21, are thus. It is National Senior Citizens Day. Yes, senior. Didn't we just have this last month? I thought we did a senior citizen. I'm not disparaging the fact that we could have more than one holiday for these. Well, I mean, just... You have to keep track of this more closely now, because I'm thinking we're repeating holidays here. But anyway, it's National Senior Citizens Day. It's also Poets Day. And it's a day that's dedicated to the crafters of poetry. It's also National Spumani Day. Now, National Spumani Day is dedicated to Spumani, the molded ice cream treat that originated in Naples, Italy. It's interesting to note that it is not international Spumani Day. It's just National Spumani Day, meaning they're not celebrating this holiday, at least not today, in Italy. Really kind of interesting. And we can have holidays that are of foreign stuff, but those foreign countries where they originated don't have a holiday of it. How about this one? It is National Brazilian Blowout Day. You're like, what the hell is that? Well, a Brazilian blowout is a type of hair straightening treatment very popular in Brazil. The process basically smooths, straightens, and shines hair, but is customizable so one's hair texture can be maintained if so desired. They can be used in all kinds of hair types, doesn't matter. It is particularly useful for those people with frizzy hair during the summer months because frizziness reaches its peak because of humidity. Interesting to note that it is not summer in Brazil. Is currently winter down there, which is why it's not International Brazilian Blowout Day. It is national because we're summer here, even though they're winter down there. I know that's probably blowing some people's minds too, because they don't get how the whole earth rotation thing works. But you celebrate today by getting a Brazilian blowout. Make sure you go to a certified stylist and check the ingredients to make sure that the product is not using any harmful chemicals or that it will give you any type of allergic reaction. And another way to celebrate is to sign up and begin classes to become a certified Brazilian blowout stylist. So those are your holidays for today, August number 21. And especially when it comes to the ice cream, go out and celebrate responsibly. Speaking of rotation, this is something else that's going to flip out the environmentalist wackos. According to some scientists, the Earth's orbit and rotation is degrading. Now, before people run out in panic, know that before we get into any danger zone to life or being too close to the sun, it is going to take another, million years or so? And it is thought that, you know, by the time the Earth gets too close to the sun, that the sun will actually begin its process of dying. And the same with our rotation. Evidently, our days are getting longer simply because the Earth's rotation is slowing down. Now, what does that do to environmentalist wackos? Well, if we're moving closer to the sun because our orbit is degrading, well, doesn't that mean that the sun is in charge of our so-called warming or climate change? Yeah, it would be. That's an important thing. Now, understand, it might be getting like, I don't know, it doesn't say the exact measurement, and I don't know how they'd know anyway, but let's just use a raw number. Every year it gets an inch closer to the sun. Well, it's going to take quite a few years for, you know, obviously, you know, 12 years to move a foot. And to get really any significantly closer is going to take, you know, centuries. But and it's not even moving that much. But it does have a direct effect on our weather and climate, because any change from what we know is the so-called norm, if you change one of those, it's going to have a worldwide effect. If you slow down the orbit, the rotation. So in other words, our day is roughly 23 hours, 45 minutes long or so, which is why we have, you know, a leap year every year to add a day or something. I don't know. It's just ridiculous. And as a matter of fact, it's not even that exact. At some point in the year, after the year 2100, we are going to have to forego a leap year day because we will have moved too far ahead in order to keep things, because nothing is perfect out there. You know, our invented time is not perfect. It doesn't keep up with the actual reality of the Earth's rotation and its orbit around the sun. Now, you'd think we'd come up with a time scale that was perfect with it, but evidently it's not possible because of these factors keep changing things. The Earth's rotation is slowing, which means our days are getting longer. That's going to have an impact on our climate. Our orbit is degrading, means we're getting closer to the sun, which is going to have a major impact on our climate. So all of these is beyond our control. And if you notice the tilt of the Earth and the way our orbit goes in our summer, that's one of the times that the Earth's orbit, because the Earth's orbit is not a circle, it's oblong, and it's not perfectly symmetrical. There are times that, like in our summer, when the Earth is closer to the sun, which also, because of the tilt on our axis, because we're closer, it means that south of the equator countries do not experience the type of snow that we experience here in our winter, because they're closer, which also helps us have warmer months here. Now, in the winter, because of the tilt or the on its axis, we're farther from the sun, but because of the tilt, it causes the southern hemisphere to be closer to the sun than we are in the north. Thus, we get more severe winter weather, and they get more severe summer weather. But this is why you have to go farther, higher up in elevation, or even farther south in south of the equator to get snow versus north of the equator. But again, this is stuff that isn't taught. This is simple earth science, and that's not even taught anymore in school. It's really ridiculous how bad it is, which is why it's easy to fool people into thinking whatever you want them to believe. Because none of the truth, the actual science, is ever taught. You get people, well, it's summer, so it's summer all over the world. I've actually had millennials say that they believe that it was summer all over the world. It's not. It's winter south of the equator. Technically, it's winter. But they don't know this. Believe it or not, they don't know it. Well, at least in this, evidently, the educational systems in other countries are far better than ours. Because foreigners don't tend to fall for a lot of this stuff. The halfway decently educated. Because they don't do, in many foreign countries, they're not, their educational system has not been hijacked by leftists. And so the students in a lot of foreign countries are not indoctrinated, they're actually educated. And you'll know the educated versus the indoctrinated simply by talking to them. We have an entire generation that is thoroughly and completely indoctrinated. Now, not all of them, obviously. I'm going to say the majority of them. And as the more of them begin to actually learn something, and this is the greatest fear of the left, is that their brainwashed, indoctrinated people actually start learning stuff. They start waking up and learning the truth. And this is part of the reason for this whole hashtag walk away movement. Because they're actually starting to learn some real facts. And people are starting, wait, what? Is that true? Yes, look it up. And they actually begin to start looking things up for reals, as they say. And they start paying attention. And they realize they've been duped their entire life. Now, one of the reasons for it, now you talk about, there is this part of the walk away movement where people are pissed. It's righteous indignation, if you want to put it that way. Because they're waking up and realizing and learning that they've been lied to their entire life. This is why the movement is so vocal. It's uncharacteristically vocal. And it's vocal because you've got a lot of leftists who are walking away because they're realizing that they've been lied to. Now, they've already been vocal and they learned to be vocal before because they were leftists. And now they're realizing, wait a minute, you effing lied to me my entire freaking life. They're ticked. That's why this movement is rather vocal, and this is why it is still picking up steam, which is why the Democrats are starting to panic. And they're coming out with all the, notice all the articles of talking about this blue wave, blue, but every time we have a special election or early term election or a primary, there is no blue wave. There isn't any. And they try to tout Ocasio-Cortez as being this blue wave phenom. She's not. It was one of the lowest Democrat turnouts in a primary in that district's history. Nobody, they didn't like the incumbent, and they sure as hell didn't like her. There was no excitement. Now, granted, there are other places where there has been a large Democratic turnout, but in most of those cases, they've been outnumbered by the Republican turnout. Again, if it were a match-to-match type of thing, there is no blue wave. You know, Republicans are supposed to be upset and pissed off that Trump's president. Nobody's supporting and yet every week we're seeing his approval numbers and support numbers go up. I mean, they have tried so hard to suppress it, but now they're having a hard time keeping it at 50%. You know, they even went so far where the NAACP doesn't normally do, these types of surveys or polls. It was gotten so bad that they had the NAACP do their own poll. The NAACP's, the National Advancement for Colored People Organization, National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, they had them do their own poll among blacks. Although as flawed as that poll was, the NAACP's own poll showed black support for Trump was above 21%. The latest Rasmussen poll puts black support of Trump at 36%. So you can see how they're trying really hard to suppress the numbers, but even they can't suppress it down to where they need it or want it to be. So if there is that much disparity between a left-leaning national poll like Rasmussen and a definite left-leaning tool of the Democrat Party called in the NAACP, can you imagine what the real poll numbers of support for Trump really are across this country? They're not 50%. They're above 60. And there are some polls that now have the president at 51 and as high as 56%. Again, this proves that the actual real support for this man is above 60%. It is very difficult for the opposing party to win anything when the party in power and their leader is the president of that party is so popular. It's very difficult. As a matter of fact, most of the Republicans who are in danger of losing or have retired have been or are, most of them, are anti-Trumpers. Now, I'll think about that. But that's, whoa, folks. I'm telling you, this is there does not appear to be any kind of blue wave. Now, does that mean that the Democrats can't retake the House? Again, we've got razor-thin margins in both houses. It is not, looking at the history of midterm elections of a first-term president, history is not on our side at this moment. It's not impossible because, you know, there have been, although rare, there have been occasions where the House did not flip. Or the Senate did not flip. They're rare occasions. This will be one of those rare occasions, but I'm not betting on it. But which is why we can't allow them to have both houses. You've got to get out there and vote. Got to prevent them from taking one or the other. Because history says that one or both are going to flip. Now, don't get discouraged because there have been anomalies in history, even recent ones, that says just the opposite. So we can do the same here, create an anomaly. And frankly, again, I wouldn't be surprised if the House flips. But again, I would not be surprised if we gain seats in both the House and the Senate. Right now, it's a toss-up. But don't look at the polls. Because the polls aren't going to tell you the truth. And don't read all those wonderful glowing articles about it, because none of it, they had, remember 2 years ago, same damn articles about Hillary Clinton being the next president. And then the entire left side of the population got an amazing shock on Election Day in 2016. We could repeat this November in this midterm election. Speaking of midterm elections, Ocasio-Cortez says she's now sorry for banning the press from her latest gathering, if you will. Cites the need for a sanctuary space from media. I kid you not. This is from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Says that she needed a sanctuary space away from the media. Now, here is a person who is running for national office, decrying the need for a safe space from the media. Now, remember, this woman is a millennial. She's 28 years old. Yeah, maybe she's turned 29, but I don't know. She's 28 years old. 28, 29. Not even in her 30s yet. Decrying that she has a need for a safe space from the media. Well, if you need a safe space from the media, honey, you don't run for public office, any public office, let alone national public office. You're trying to be the representative in the House of Representatives from District 14 in the state of New York. That's going to get you a lot of media attention. So Socialist Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez took a break from her House campaign to represent New York's 14th congressional district, but made up for lost time this weekend on Twitter by apologizing for banning the press from recent events while defending her move because supporters needed a sanctuary space away from the media. Can you believe this nonsense? Literally. Those are the words that she used. Nobody's making it up. She actually saved space. She and her supporters needed a safe space away from the media, which is why she banned the media from her recent events. What is she going to do if she's elected? Is she going to ban the media from her office and other places because, you know, when important votes are coming up because she needs a safe space from the media? Folks, you know, New York 14, you guys have done yourself, forget the rest of the nation, you've done yourselves a huge disservice. I know you may not have liked the incumbent, but you've done yourselves a huge disfavor. And, you know, where the hell are you Republicans in 14, in District 14? Do you know how, if you put up a serious candidate and took it seriously down there, do you know how easy it would be to knock this woman off and flip that seat? And the Republicans are not taking it seriously. They're not. Does anybody know who the Republican candidate? No, nobody knows who it is. They're just giving the seat to this thing that is called a female human being. Knows nothing, has experienced nothing. Whatever she's experienced, she's lied about because, you know, she didn't come from Brooklyn.
Oh, I grew up in hard scrabble Brooklyn.
Oh, no, you didn't. You grew up in, was it, Westchester County? A well-to-do community. And, oh, I guess she's had a hard life because she's a bartender. That's her real-world job. She's going to be like Bernie Sanders. We all know how that turned out. By the way, the Miami Herald down there in Miami, Florida, is endorsing for the House a candidate who claims aliens took her aboard a spaceship. I am not kidding you. On Sunday, the Miami Herald endorsed Bettina Rodriguez Aguilera, who is running as a Republican for rep. Look, all the nuts are not just on the left, by the way. And I point this out all the time. I'm fair at pointing out nut jobs. I don't care if they're left or right. So the Miami, is this a lark? I'm thinking that the only reason the Miami Herald is endorsing her is simply because she is a nut job, claiming that she was taken aboard an alien spaceship. And they're thinking, oh, this is going to be great. This is... I am definitely... There's an ulterior motive for endorsing her by the Miami Herald. Because they're not a right-leaning ragmag by any stretch of the imagination. Now, Rodriguez Aguilera said in a 2009 interview that she boarded a spaceship occupied by aliens when she was 7. Rod, you never take on Republicans. Well, here you go. Now, I know that there are quite a few people out there who honestly believe that they were abducted by aliens. And I'm not trying to discount what they believe to be that experience. I don't believe that they were abducted by aliens. It was other, that they were abducted at all. Well, half of them, if you ever look into their history, their current or former drug addicts or alcoholics, or they had some other major issue going on, or they just misremember a memory in their early childhood. There's always an explanation for these things. But this woman is, and most of them do not, well, they're not running for any political office, that's for sure. But most of them, they don't want to talk about their so-called abduction. Well, this woman actually gets on television. Saying, yeah, when I was 7, I was abducted. I can just imagine the people in front of the camera and behind the camera trying very hard not to crack up. I know I would have had a hard time not cracking up. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Hey, maybe she should take Alexandria Cortez, Ocasio Cortez, with her next time. I'm sorry. I'm out of time for today. Just give you something to end the show on a high note, happy note. Try not to crack up too hard for the rest of the day, folks. Until then, we'll see you tomorrow. Tomorrow's also Hump Day Wednesday, so it's planned Intel Report Day with Agent 0010. Until then, thanks for tuning in today. Make sure that if your lights start flashing anywhere, go hide somewhere because aliens are coming for you. I'm out. I can't.